Dear friends around the world, the events of this day, September 11, 2001, cause every thinking person to stop their daily lives, whatever is going on in them, and to ponder deeply the larger questions of life. We search again for not only the meaning of life, but the purpose of our individual and collective experience as we have created it, and we look earnestly for ways in which we might recreate ourselves anew as a human species, so that we will never treat each other this way again. The hour has come for us to demonstrate at the highest level our most extraordinary thought about who we really are. There are two possible responses to what occurred today. The first comes from love, the second from fear. If we come from fear, we may panic and do things as individuals and as nations that could only cause further damage. If we come from love, we will find refuge and strength even as we provide it to others. This is the moment of your ministry. This is the time of teaching. What you teach at this time through your every word and action right now will remain as indelible lessons in the hearts and minds of those whose lives you touch, both now and for years to come. We will set the course for tomorrow today, at this hour, in this moment. Let us seek not to pinpoint blame, but to pinpoint cause. Unless we take this time to look at the cause of our experience, we will never remove ourselves from the experiences it creates. Instead, we will forever live in fear of retribution from those within the human family who feel aggrieved and likewise seek retribution from them. To us, the reasons are clear. We have not learned the most basic human lessons. We have not remembered the most basic human truths. We have not understood the most basic spiritual wisdom. In short, we have not been listening to God. And because we have not, we watch ourselves do ungodly things. The message we hear from all sources of truth is clear. We are all one. That is a message the human race has largely ignored. Forgetting this truth is the only cause of hatred and war, and the way to remember is simple. Love, this and every moment. If we could love even those who have attacked us and seek to understand why they have done so, what then would be our response? Yet if we meet negativity with negativity, rage with rage, attack with attack, what then will be the outcome? These are the questions that are placed before the human race today. They are questions that we have failed to answer for thousands of years. Failure to answer them now could eliminate the need to answer them at all. If we want the beauty of the world that we have co-created to be experienced by our children and our children's children, we will have to become spiritual activists right here, right now, and cause that to happen. We must choose to be at cause in the matter. So talk with God today. Ask God for help, for counsel and advice, for insight and for strength, and for inner peace and for deep wisdom. Ask God on this day to show us how to show up in the world in a way that will cause the world itself to change and to join all those people around the world who are praying right now, adding your light to the light that dispels all fear. That is the challenge that is placed before every thinking person today. Today, the human soul asks the question, what can I do to preserve the beauty and the wonder of our world and to eliminate the anger and hatred and the disparity that inevitably causes it in that part of the world which I touch? Please seek to answer that question today with all the magnificence that is you. What can you do today, this very moment? A central teaching in most spiritual traditions is, what you wish to experience, provide for another. Look to see what it is you wish to experience in your own life and in the world. Then see if there's another for whom you may be the source of that. If you wish to experience peace, provide peace for another. If you wish to know that you are safe, cause another to know that they are safe. If you wish to better understand seemingly incomprehensible things, help another to better understand. If you wish to heal your own sadness or anger, seek to heal the sadness or anger of another. Those others are waiting for you now. They are looking to you for guidance, for help, for courage, for strength, for understanding, and for assurance at this hour. Most of all, they are looking to you for love. Signed, Neil Donald Walsh.